理课堂听 class.com。
7. Marketing. A ready market. We'd like to know the conditions of sale of this line.
Our products are very popular in the market. Our products have found a ready market. Our products have been a bestseller. There is a good market for our products. Our products have a strong footing in the market. Our products are the best-selling items in this line.
Would you please sum up the reasons?
On account of superior quality and competitive price. As compared with rival makes, our products are better. After going through our SWOT process, I think we're in good shape. One of our main strengths is the quality of our products.
Indeed, customers nowadays are very particular about the quality. Indeed,Good quality is the major requirement of customers. Customers always pay attention to quality. Indeed, off-grade qualities are at a discount.
So we should carry out strict quality control.
In season. How are the marketing conditions at our end?
Our products are in season now. It is busy season for our products now.It is rush season for our products now. It is peak season for our products now.
Needless to say, after the business, we will run the risk of the market being bare.
We will use various methods to test for the needs of market. We will keep an eye on the change in the market.
You are expected to submit an annual sales program, that is, an estimated amount of turnover.I'll need a ballpark of the revenue last year.
I will turn the program in first thing tomorrow. Sure thing, I'll give them to you tomorrow.
Supply and demand. We'd like to know the availability of this line.
Demand exceeds supply on the market. The goods are in short supply. The goods are in scarce supply. The goods are in light supply.The demand for this product is steadily on the increase.
Then we should replenish supply in good time.
We have already got in touch with our purchasing agent. We have already approached our purchasing agent.
Very good. Do not miss the market opportunity for our products.
You may rest assured.
Launching and positioning.Now let's talk about how to launch our new products.
A great deal of market research work has been done beforehand, and we have developed a distinct marketing positioning.
Would you please put across marketing positioning?
Very few items on the market today have universal appeal. Each product has a separate market segment. If our products are properly positioned,Prospective purchasers or users should immediately recognize their unique benefits or advantages.
How is the market positioning for our new products?
I think it's time for our company to start a new product line for teenagers. Their spending power is increasing day by day, and their appetite for consumption is insatiable. This segment comprises 25% of the buying market,but they represent 45% of total dollars spent in this market.
How is the test marketing?
They will be introduced in selected places across the country next month.
Advertising strategy. You know, our market share is dropping. We need to promote the sales. We need to launch a promotion.
Do you think advertising is necessary? Do you think advertising is needed?
Yes, the way I see it, advertising is an important marketing tool, and it works in many different ways. Yes, in my opinion, advertising is an important marketing tool, and it works in many different ways.
What do you think makes a good advertisement, then?
A good advertisement always concentrates on the product. It should describe the unique selling points, USPs.
I see. But who decides which sort of media to use?
Well, usually the advertising agency makes the choices.
Do you know our company will launch the publicity and promotional campaign next month?
Really? I haven't heard of it. Really? I have no idea about it.
We plan to launch this promotion with major evening events in each of our stores. It is our expectation that some social celebrities will attend these events, thereby generating significant publicity and enhancing our reputation.
That sounds great. Is there any other aspect in the campaign?
Yes. Another important aspect is advertising through media, such as newspaper, brochures, television, and so on.
Price strategy. Discount, coupon, buy one, get one free. Researchers show that market potential for our new products is great. All we need now is a good promotional push.
You said it. We should draw more customers' attention to our new products. You said it. We should make more customers aware of our new products.
We may let them try out our new products free for some time.
We may also offer them a discount.
We may use coupons. The customers may tear off the coupons attached to the products and use them to get $10 off their next purchase. By using the coupons, the customers can save $10 on the next purchase of the same products. And there is often a buy one, get one free promotion in the supermarket. Differentiation strategy. Our company is behind the competition for the moment. Shall we consider opening up a new outlet?
I don't think so. The market still has great potential. The market still has good prospects. SWOT analysis is what we should do right now.
Okay, I like dealing from a position of strength. Our products have good quality. The quality of our products is superior.
Well, that's true, but there are also a number of weaknesses existing in our products.
What strategies can we take into account then? What strategies can we take into consideration then?
I think there are three main strategies: low cost, differentiation, and innovation.
Distribution strategy. We are competing aggressively with our main competitors for the biggest market share. What do you think our strengths are?
We have an advantage of low costs. Other companies will find it difficult to compete with us.
But ABC Company has been the market leader for several years. Their main selling strategy is the quality of their products, the standardized quality.
Well, let's focus on innovation, for example. Innovation in controlling distribution.
That sounds very interesting. Would you please go into details? Could you be more specific? Could you go into more detail on that? Could you elaborate on that? CRM. There are always some customers complaining about our service.
Yes. We have to attach importance to this aspect from now on. Many companies have a code of practice to win customer loyalty.
Well, these days, customer relationship management, CRM, has become a crucial factor in the fierce market competition. Well, these days, customer relationship management has played an important role in the fierce market competition. We shouldn't fall behind other companies.
Right. In business, if you don't take care of your customers, somebody else will. And that is the bottom line.
So we need to be customer-centric. So we need to be customer-oriented. Unique selling points. The global marketplace is very competitive. Do you think our company is in a favorable position?
Sure. Certainly. Of course.
Why are you so convinced? Why are you so confident? For nearly every type of product, there are many similar items on the market.
Because ours have the unique selling points, and our target customers are the 35 to 45-year-olds who have a lot of discretionary income. Because ours have the unique selling points, and our target customers are the 35 to 45-year-olds who have a lot of disposable income.
What does the unique selling points mean? What do you mean by the unique selling points?
The unique selling points, USPs, of a product are the things that make it special and different from other similar products.
New market presence. We're trying to enter new markets in countries where we do not have a presence.
A well-known chain department store in America is willing to cooperate with us.
That's great, but another company has had similar items out for some time. What can we do to get market penetration for our products?
Don't worry. Our products have unique selling points and are already popular among American consumers. Our products have unique selling points and enjoy high popularity among American consumers.
Anyway, it's not easy to compete in a new market abroad.
Right. We have to adapt ourselves to local cultures and customer expectations.
Packaging. Our new product will come on the market soon. Are there any problems unresolved?
Yes. We haven't taken packing into consideration yet.
Well, as a factor of the marketing mix, packing has a close bearing on sales. We must work out an acceptable proposal as soon as possible.
I see. The packing should be able to impress the consumers with our brand and excellent quality. It will fit in with our image as a market leader.
Honor the contract and keep our promise. And reputation first, customers foremost. Our products have been sold in a number of areas abroad. They are very popular with the users there. They enjoy growing favor among users abroad. They are welcome products there. They are well received by users there.
They really look very appealing. They really look very attractive.
We're sure they will go down well in your market, too. We're sure there will be a good sale for the products in your place. We're sure there will be a good sale on your side. We're sure there will be a good sale at your end.
I'm willing to give your products a try, but your delivery must be up to the standard of the sample.
Certainly. It's our principle in business to honor the contract and keep our promise. Our principle in doing business is to abide by the contract and keep good faith.
Do you allow any discount? What sort of discount will you make?
That depends on the volume of your order. A discount of 5% is quite common.
What is the after-sales service like?
You may rest assured. Reputation first, customers foremost, is the aim of our service. Wholesale. Would you please define wholesale for me?
Wholesale is the sale of goods in large quantities for resale.
So a wholesaler doesn't directly sell goods to consumers?
No. A wholesaler buys from manufacturers and sells to retailers rather than consumers.
I see. A wholesaler is a middleman, and the price paid by retailers must be wholesale price?
Exactly. That's right.
Retail outlet. How many types of retail outlet can you list?
Let me see. Supermarket, department store, and shopping mall center.
Well, you've omitted hypermarket and chain store.
Yes. You know, nowadays, many consumers do their shopping by the internet, TV shopping channels, or mail order catalogs at home.
That's right. The new channels have made a strong impact on traditional retailing.
But shopping in retail outlets has some particular advantages to consumers. But there are some particular advantages to consumers shopping in retail outlets. For example, you may see and try out the products before making a purchase.
Supermarkets. Supermarkets have greatly facilitated our life in some sense. Do you agree with me?
Yes, and it's thanks to barcode that we can do our shopping conveniently in supermarkets.
Barcode?
It's a series of bars or stripes of varying widths printed on consumer product packages. It's a pattern of thick and thin bars or stripes, which is printed on consumer product packages.
Oh, I know what you are referring to. Oh, I know what you are speaking about.
It's also called Universal Product Code.
Right. It also helps the supermarket to control its inventory. The computer recognizes the whole shape of a barcode when it passes across the electronic scanner at a shop's checkout counter. It reads the barcode and the price of the product appears on the till display. At the same time, one item is deducted from the stock total.